She's hiding. Esther is hiding. Okay, let's see. What page? 686. Page 686. All right, Queen Esther. You remember Babylon. The children of Israel had to go to Babylon. And after Babylon, 606 BC, and they reigned for 70 years. That brings us down to 536, okay? And that's when King Cyrus, and he reigned for 9 years, and his son was named Cambyses, okay? So he reigned for 9 years, he reigned for 6 years, and then there was this interloper, Smerdis, who really was a usurper. He wasn't really a king at all, but he tried to take over. And then in 520, you have Darius the Great. And he reigned for 36 years. So he's quite a guy. Now, I'm explaining all this because I want you to see that God, after Babylon, God did a different deal with Persia. Now, this has nothing to do with history. It has to do with you and me. But I want to talk about Iran, Persia, because it's in the news. So it's important to kind of get it down that God doesn't change his, he never changes his ways. There's nothing new under the sun, right? So whatever you learn in history, it's going to come up again. And so, you know, it's good to pay attention to everything that's happening. This book barely made it into the Bible. And this book of Esther, and the reason it didn't is because it doesn't have the word God in it. There's no word God in this book. So that's why they really struggled over it. Gee, how can we put a God book in here if there's no God? So Esther almost got trashed. She almost got tossed out the, you know, in the trash bin. But it's a neat book. It's a powerful book. And even though it doesn't have any thus saith the Lord's, it really shouldn't, because it's the Persian period, the Iran period. Persia is one of the ancient kingdoms. And after Babylon fell, Persia took over. Now, there were still prophets during Babylon time, so I'll make a square around Babylon time. These 70 years during Babylon, there was a prophet. But during the Persian period, 200 years, all the way up to Alexander the Great in 336, so from 536 to 336, exactly 200 years, you have a Persian period. And the Persian period, you remember Daniel's prophecy of the big statue? And it had the golden head and the silver breast and the bronze legs and, you know, the steel toes and all that stuff. Well, that's really nothing more than Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. So after Persia comes Greece. And we don't want to get into that yet. But here, Darius' son is named Xerxes. Okay? And that's in 484 B.C. And then this Xerxes guy is nothing other than Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus. And that's just the Hebrew way of saying Xerxes. So the Persian word is Xerxes, and the Hebrew word is Ahasuerus. Just like Esther is the Greek word for Hadassah. So these ancient peoples were conquering the whole world, so they had all these language groups in them. You know, it's like Texan, you know, American, so on. So you have all these different language groups. And, you know, if somebody's from New York, we don't understand them because they're a different language or a different dialect. Well, they had 127 provinces. And Xerxes who is this neat guy. And after him, 464, after him, did I get that right? Yeah. Did I get that right? Yeah. Then there's Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes. You can tell that the word Xerxes is not so much a name as it is a title. And it goes on and on. And in the seventh year, that's when Ezra pops up, which is one of the last, you know, scribes. And the prophets are out of business by here. And then Nehemiah. Now, you could say Nehemiah is a prophet and so on. But basically, he's not a prophet. Basically, he's a governor. He's a political figure. And so during this Persian period, what you have is Israel's trying to figure out who they were. Remember Israel, God's idea to have Israel? And then he got ticked off. He got angry. He got mad because Israel was in a holy land, and she had the holy law under a holy God, but she wasn't holy. That's funny. It's like the church today. It's got the holy name and the holy everything, but there's no holy. And so Christians are just television watchers. I mean, they're not really into holy. They're into do my own thing, you know. Throw a little holiness out there, but it's kind of lip service stuff. Well, that was Israel. Israel in the ancient world, you know, God set her up to be a holy light to the Gentiles and so on, so everybody could look and say, hey, look what happened if you serve God. But the Israeli people were hypocrites. Thank God we've got that out of our system. You know? I mean, we're no longer hypocrites. We're the real thing. Amen? Do you understand? Do you all understand? I mean, this side anyway, right? This side over here, hypocrite, but genuine over here. So, no, you know, the church still has a problem with taking it seriously. I mean, they don't really believe Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but I do. And not only that, I don't believe in force. I believe it'll happen voluntarily. Isn't that amazing? Just through talking, you know, just yakking your mouth off, God's going to get a holy people. Isn't that amazing? You don't think that's funny? So, what's amazing is how could a little group like this amount to a hill of beans? I mean, how could we ever go anywhere? You know, is this where you ought to be on the face of the earth today when it's icy out? Yeah, this is where you want to be. Because what you want